You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
The Blurred Nerds podcast is proud to be sponsored by Sweatpants and Coffee, the blanket fort of the internet, where comfort rules. Find them on the web at www.sweatpantsandcoffee.com.
You're listening to the Blurred Nerds podcast, part of the ESO Network, brought to you by GVTV and the Geek Ventures. Welcome to the Blurred Nerds podcast, ladies and gentlemen. This is Little Bit.
And this is the Geek Father.
It is time for episode 264.
Yeah.
And I am a space cadet. And
what, are you already sucking on paint fumes or
no,
what?
No, I am mentally checked out of being at home.
Oh yeah. I saw your status. I saw your statuses on Facebook. It was all just Dragon Con, and it just said soon.
Yeah.
And it had all these old pictures of you guys traipsing about, having a glorious gay old time, just having fun at previous Dragon Cons. And I was just like, oh.
Yeah. And I just finished a costume for Michelle yesterday. I've got to make, like 10 matching masks to go with everybody's costumes, because I have the artwork that needs to be ironed onto them, so it's just easier for me to sew them. And I have only packed my makeup so far.
Oh, only the makeup.
Only the makeup.
Completely unprepared. Just last second, down to the wire.
But, and still, like, remodeling the kitchen.
Yeah. Why not add an extra thing to the whole, you know, just stress about everything.
Yeah, we're hoping to have the kitchen done tomorrow. We thought we were gonna finish it today. The grout's not dry, so we can't. It's black grout, so we can't do. You know, you try to clean, and it's just smearing black grout everywhere. So.
That's not good.
No. So, I do have a heller. I did print out my 3-page packing list.
3 pages. is that normal, or is that pared down from where it was previously?
No, it's probably normal, because one page is my costumes and all their parts, so that I don't forget anything. Mm-hmm. And then one page is Cameron's. And then, my actual, like, regular packing list is 2 pages, front and back. So that's, you know, all the clothes.
Sure.
Toiletries, like, there's two columns of toiletries, my makeup, my shoes, medicines, my hair stuff, the miscellaneous other category, which is, like, you know, flasks and badge ribbons, and then there's the travel category, my tech category. So
if you guys haven't guessed by now, a little bit gets very prepared for her favorite event. It's like her Christmas. It's like her joyous time of the year, Dragon Con, which is, when is it, next week?
I leave, I head to the airport at 4:30 in the morning Wednesday. Oof.
Yeah.
We land into Atlanta at 9:30 in the morning, go straight to the hotel, and then go to the liquor store.
Because priorities, right?
Well, there's a liquor store right across from our hotel. So,
yeah, Dragon Con is an event I have yet to experience. One of these days, maybe, probably not. But I live vicariously through a little bit.
The closest way to compare it is to say it's about the size of San Diego Comic-Con, except that it's not an industry event. Like, there are industry people there and companies, but, you know, you're not doing like a whole H thing where you got to camp out 24 hours or sit in that panel room all day long to get to the panel you want to see, because they empty out the panel rooms in between each panel.
Yeah, it's heard it's geared more towards fans, and
it's run by fans.
There you go.
And it's a big charity. They also raise money for a charity every year, and it's 24 hours a day. Officially starts Thursday morning, so it's 24 hours a day, Thursday through Monday at 5 p.m.
Oh, that's awesome.
But the pre-party shenanigans start Wednesday. Well, technically they start Tuesday, but we have not become those people who want to commit to Tuesday.
It's a lot of commitment.
It was a jump when we started going Wednesday, but I mean, now we're like, yeah, fuck, I would never not go on a Wednesday because
you need a preparation day.
Well, but I said there's at least six pre-parties that night. So
you don't want to miss pre-parties.
No. And it's the one time we can get into Trader Vic's with a big group dinner. But also Wednesday night is the last night at Trader Vic's that they hand make all the cocktails.
Oh.
So as of Thursday, they cut their menu in half and it's made in big batches. I still drink them. Don't get me wrong. Because it's Trader Vic's and it's my Mai Tais. But,
something extra special when they're handmade.
Well, it's also, I like having, I think the full menu has like 30 cocktails. So, and like party bowls and stuff like that. You can split with 8 people. So we'd like to be able to do that.
Nice. And of course, this year is extra excited because Ubi Media.
Yes, it's my first year as media.
And you've submitted your interview requests and hopefully
I gotta submit my musician and other, I've submitted my celebrity requests. I don't expect to get them, but
we can dream. We can.
Yeah. It's like if I get them,
Get Anson Mount, just don't lose your mind.
Just so you know, he was my number one request.
Yeah, I know. I saw the list. I get the emails too. I saw who selected, and I thought those were good choices.
And then my number two was Tomer Capone.
So hopefully we're crossing fingers. I get excited, even though I'm not going. I get excited because I throw a little bit, some ducats, because I find out who's going to show up, and I'm like, okay, I need an autograph tape by 10 of this person, or I need this comic autograph by this person, and I usually send my items with her.
Speaking of, did you see that they just announced Brian Michael Bendis this week?
Oh, I did not, but yeah. I don't think I have
any of his runs.
Oh, I do have. Did he do Ultimates? The Avengers Ultimates? Was that Bendis?
I can't remember.
I think that was Mark Millar. I don't think I own a comic by Bendis. If I do, it's probably buried in one of my 6 long boxes.
Wasn't he in some of the Spider-Mans?
He might have, but I'm not going to go dig out my... I'm not going to go dig them out. So, but yeah, no, I'm like, I'm going to remember to throw... You got to tell me how much Anson Mounts or the signatures cost so I can give you that money.
You didn't ask for Anson. You asked for Joe Flanagan and...
No, I asked for Anson Mount and Joe Flanagan.
I took a screenshot. Oh, I thought it was asked
me 2 times.
No, I took a screenshot, but I thought it was both Stargate people.
No, it was just Joe Flanagan and Anson Mount.
Okay. So, but just going on previous experience, I would guess now Anson's going to be about 70. I would probably put more in the 30. 40. Yeah, 30-40 range.
No worries. I'll get you that cash. I just got paid. So.
Okay, yep, you did say Anson Mount.
I did. Hey, I got to get that. He's got that Johnny. Oh, with a nice picture of him as Pike, the Johnny Bravo, that nice bouffant, just that hair. Oh,
that's good. Yeah, hair, I'm holding off on buying any of the photo ops till we get there, because like I was going to do the whole Strange New Worlds cast. One of them is already canceled. So then I was like, okay, let's just wait now. Let's just wait.
Yeah,
to see who else cancels.
I saw that the Joe Flanagan and one of the other cast members from Stargate Atlantis was there. And I was like, ooh, but no, I'm already paying enough for 2. So it's nice.
Well, yeah. At least with Anson, it's obvious he enjoyed his time there a few years ago.
So. Obviously. I mean, he's coming back. Usually, what you say, like the celebrities who go and it's their first time and they find out how just fucking awesome it is and they come back year after year because it's...
Well, like Eddie McClintock. Like Eddie McClintock has now ingrained himself in the
drama
culture.
I have met him, and he is one of my absolute favorite celebrities to talk to. I met him at I forget what she was, an was it in Houston or was it Austin? It was one comic convention when we started going early in the Geek Venture days. And I sat, I must have talked to him for 15 minutes. Like, I didn't think his line was even really, he didn't really have a line. I'm like, come on, this is Eddie McClintock, he's Warehouse 13. Eddie, come on. And we talked about our shared love of the Hulk. Like, and he showed me his Hulk tattoos and the badass shit he has. And I'm just like, you're dope, dude. So
yeah, he's even when he is either like, if he hasn't been an official guest, like doing panels and stuff, he just comes and hangs out. But now that. He's become one of like the co-hosts of the main Sunday night costume contest. He does skits for DC TV. Even the year that they went virtual, he took part in skits for DC TV, filmed from his home.
I love that. That's just dope.
So he's completely embraced the Dragon Con culture, kind of like Aaron Douglas.
Very nice.
You know, Aaron Douglas just shows up and gets trashed.
Well, I mean, if that's your deal, more power to you. You know, just do it responsibly.
I don't mean that in a bad way either. Like, trash makes it sounds like a negative thing. Like, no, he enjoys the party atmosphere, and he's in the past.
Buzz, he gets his drink on.
He's put together, you know, charity pub crawls at the event, because we've done one of them with the cast of Battlestar, and he started at 4, and at 2 a.m. I was like, I can't do this anymore, and he was still like, bring me more beer. It's just like, where are you putting it all? Like, how can you keep drinking?
Well, as much as we'd love to have the whole show about DragonCon, we probably should discuss other news.
When I get back, the whole show will be about Dragon
Con. Oh, so. Of course. Is it just you going this year, or are you going with any of the other girls?
I think there. What is there?
There's 6 of us flying all together Wednesday morning. We have one person joining us Thursday, and then 2 more joining us Friday.
See, I tell you what, you probably should do. Probably should have me bow out for the next episode and have you and maybe one or two of the other girls host a show together so you guys can just all talk about Dragon Con. So that just makes more sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see.
Well, I don't want you just, you know, talking about Dragon Con and I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. No, it'd be a better show.
Hey, but the point of media at Dragon Con is to talk about it for people who aren't there.
That's true, I guess. Okay. I was just floating the idea out there.
Well, see how many people were alive.
You live.
I mean, everyone tends to want to sleep for a week when we get back.
Yeah. The post con let down, you know, I get it. I totally get it.
I mean, because many of us, it's like, if we could just live in a state of Dragon Con for, you know, every day for our whole lives, like,
I think most nerds, if they could live in a state of convention life, we would probably choose that for a good long while.
I know, but I'd say it's a little bit, when you're going to a convention that, like, you know, shuts down at 5 or shuts down at 8, and then, you know, you go do your fart around at night, and then you have your small little parties and hang around the hotel and stuff, like, that's one thing. But when you're immersed in it for 24 hours a day.
I don't know if I could do 24 hours. Like, I eventually there'd be a point where I'd be like, get out of my face. I want to go to my hotel room and get out of, I'm tired.
What? Hey, we do that too. There's 5 host hotels. Even at your hotel, you're surrounded by it.
I get it. Dragon Con above all. Yes, I know.
I'd say now that, you know, Disney has that Star Wars hotel where you have to be immersed in it for 2 days, you know, and there's like no windows to the outside and shit. Like, that's kind of like what Dragon Con is.
That sounds, I don't know. Sounds fun, but I guess you got to be there.
Yes, but on to the news. So we've talked about it quite a bit, but we had discussed on the last episode about, you know, the sources and drop and what WB was considering to do about The Flash.
Uh-huh.
And Ezra Miller, and one of those consequences had been, you know, considering canceling it or keeping it if Ezra Miller agreed to basically get help, professional help, but also go on an apology tour. And it, now, as of this week, it's the apology tour has begun.
And the apology, the first apology started with Warner Brothers themselves. He went in person to apologize to the executives at Warner Brothers for fucking up and kind of being a douchebag for quite a long time.
Which is interesting because, you know, so he showed up in person. So somebody's seen him. Well, there's authorities in two different places looking for him. So, I mean, does that mean he's like going to turn
himself in? Is he showing up in disguise? Like, has he got a wig on? I mean, is he like a big hat and sunglasses and he's sneaking in? Or, I don't know, man. No, what did I say? I said when I found out I sent you the message, nothing like you're having your movie threatened to be canceled for you to, you know, go and get the help that you should have gotten in the first place.
Well, and it's not, we can't even say going to get the help. He's just saying he's going to get help.
Right. We don't know if they've actually doing it.
No. And it could be that it could just be the public facing PR. Warner Brothers saying, yes, they've said they're going to get help. So,
right. But either way,
are you going to have their therapist like talk publicly and say, yes, I am treating them? You know,
so
how do we know?
The media, the Hollywood Reporter notes that Miller was apologetic and affirmed their commitment to both getting care and to the production. Now, even with their complex and lengthy legal and, you know, issues with law enforcement and whatnot, Miller has still been able to film pickup scenes and, you know, was it the additional shooting they have to do? Like,
reshoots.
So, yeah, reshoots and everything, which is amazing. So I'm sure that their future as The Flash is still up in the air, and that Warner Brothers is probably going to look at it very hard to see if they want to have Ezra Miller continue
as The Flash in any additional movies. They're only going to look at it hard is if people are still up in arms about it. They don't give a shit. We are still salty about Batgirl. Like they've started having funeral screenings of it on the lot for cast and crew who worked on it, but you know, are repeatedly saying this film is never going to see the light of the day to the public.
And speaking of
because
Batgirl,
then they can't write it off, you know.
Speaking of Batgirl, the director said they tried to get a copy of it off of the Warner Brothers servers, but Warner Brothers locked the server so they couldn't even get access to the cut of the film. Like Warner Brothers just like locked it down and said, nope, no one's, you're not getting shot at it.
Yeah. Where are those hackers that got a hold of Sony?
Right. Where's Batgirl? Anonymous? You look a bit anonymous on this. We can have them release the Batgirl cut.
Yeah. In addition to, you know, more HBO Max has been having more cancellations and firings since the last time we've talked about it, you know, like Sesame Street, over 200 episodes of Sesame Street are gone. Mm-hmm. They've canceled more of the animation department stuff, let whole departments go. And now sources inside are saying that basically it's not any white people being fired or canceled.
You know, this isn't looking good for Mr. Zaslav because the first thing he did was cancel the brown Batgirls movie. And now all the people who are let go are more brown people and non-Caucasian folks. Scratching heads, question marks.
You know, HBO Max is where basically all the diversity was.
HBO
is pretty much the white people in charge.
Yeah, HBO is like the adult, you know, conservative white folk, and the HBO Max is like the hip young.
I don't know if you need to say conservative because I mean, come on, look at, you know, Westworld, Game of Thrones.
There's naked butts on Game of Thrones. Yeah, but you know what I mean. there's more white folks on the regular HBO than on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Because a lot of HBO Max had a lot of shows that I watched. Like, it had a show called Southside, a lot of stuff from Comedy Central and from other, you know, networks that they own that, you know, you couldn't find anywhere else. And they were great. You know, I was watching one called Rap Shit, and it was just about two.
Yeah, I've got that in my queue. I haven't started yet.
Yeah.
I watch Legendary, which is a ballroom competition show. And so I'm already like, if they cancel this,
they've just gutted the animation department, and then all these other scripted shows are just bye-bye.
And keep trying to say that, you know, they want it to be have more programming like Discovery. And it's like, if I wanted Discovery shit,
I would have gotten Discovery.
Well, I have Discovery, but I only watch like two shows. I only got it to watch Trixie Mattel's Drag Motel. Like, that is, and then I started catching up on Food Truck Road Race just because it was there, you know? Right. But that is, I'm not watching all your stupid Magnolia TV crap or 50 billion home renovation shows.
Oh God, there's so many. HBO Max, I think, is realizing they've cut so much that, what are they? They're offering a 30% discount for like new subscribers, or, you know, that, but you have to sign up annually.
Yeah.
It doesn't apply if you like get billed monthly. So just so you know that, in case you were looking to sign up. Me, I don't pay for HBO Max because I have HBO. I pay for that already. So HBO Max is just kind of hooked up as an addition to that. I mean, if they start charging separately, I'm like, well, then cancel my HBO Max, because most of the stuff I watch, I can watch it on HBO anyway. I only really watch HBO Max for the DC stuff and maybe the occasional movie, you know.
I only have HBO Max because, we don't have cable, so.
Right.
We have HBO Max to get both, though. I think I get... I can't remember if it's just for a year or for as long as I have our internet subscription. They said that I can get HBO Max free with it, but I was like, I don't want to lose my QE.
Yeah, I don't want to start over.
I don't know if I can redo my queue.
That sucks.
I don't know if I can like just transfer it, you know, and have it go through them or not.
I had to do that. My Netflix got hacked, and you know, somebody got in and changed my email address and everything, and fucked it all up, so I had to like cancel it and redo the whole thing. I had to redo my queue. Oh, it was such a pain in the ass.
I was like, my queue on Netflix is so large. Like, I would just, I wouldn't even try to recover.
There's probably stuff that I lost and I was going to watch and don't remember it now. So, speaking of like not having cable, Peacock has gotten the rights back to like all its NBC shows for next day streaming.
So from Hulu. To be more specific.
Yes. So you folks who watch your NBC shows next day on Hulu, you better be prepared to get a Peacock subscription because they will no longer be on Hulu next day.
Really, the only show I watched was Saturday Night Live, but I wouldn't even watch next day.
You watched La Brea.
Yeah, I watched La Brea, but I didn't like watch it the next day usually.
Yeah, but it would still, you would still have to go to Peacock either way.
Yeah, I got Peacock because they did a spinoff of Making It, and I had to get Peacock so I could watch it.
I got Peacock for Yellowstone, only to find out Yellowstone, the first run episodes, show up on the Paramount Network, not Paramount Plus. That's different. Paramount Network is like broadcast over the air kind of with commercials, which sucked. And I'm like, okay, your Paramount show, it's your flagship show, is not on your streaming service. That's stupid. And then when it does show up on a streaming service, it goes to Peacock. That's even dumber. But streaming wars, folks. So
yeah, we need somebody. Somebody needs to now create an app
to track what shows up where and when.
Well, no, to aggregate all the streaming apps and let us do a la carte. Like, I want to watch this show from this app, this show from this app, and just pay a flat rate for that.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So right, yeah, well, prepare for Peacock, folks.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's take a quick break here, and then we'll be right back.
We have 30 seconds to describe Thunder Talk.
We got big interviews.
Super red music.
What proud members of the ESO network?
Yeah, they're probably going to fire us.
I wouldn't blame them.
We've got jokes.
Adult jokes.
And nerd junk.
Woke nerd junk.
All the woke nerd junk.
Find Thunder Talk on the internet.
And the ESO network.
Ta-da!
The Blurred Nerds podcast is sponsored by Sweatpants and Coffee, where you'll find everything from thought-provoking personal essays, recipes from the Catastrophe Kitchen, themed Spotify playlists, new book reviews, and more. Want to join the coziest corner on the net? Send in your submission today at www.sweatpantsandcoffee.com/write-for-us.
And we're back.
Dun, 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 dun.
I was waiting for you to sing the jingle before, but you didn't.
Oh, I was about to, like, after these messages, yeah, we'll be right back.
That
I can do that next time. I mean, I didn't know if that's what you wanted me to do. Yeah.
Well, you usually have some sort of comment.
I'm sorry, my bad. I didn't mean to let you down, man.
Let's see. So, in other streaming TV news, you'll be glad because you won't have to hate watch it any longer. Netflix has canceled Resident Evil, the series.
Hey, yeah, I figured that was coming because it sucked donkey balls. It was terrible.
But to be fair, like the week it aired, it got good traction and it got decent reviews by both watchers and media. Not stellar, but also not, you know, shit either.
And then they watched it, and then, you know, word of mouth spread, and people were saying, oh, this is terrible.
No, it's just say it got good reviews.
Well, I guess good reviews weren't enough, because I thought it was the worst thing they've done.
And we discussed it, like, again, like, I liked it.
And you like all the Resident Evil stuff.
Yeah, but this wasn't based on, I liked it telling a new story. I hated the teenage angst, but
I just think
the teenage
girls were so unlikable.
Well, that's what I just said. I hated the teenage angst. I wanted it to be
dragged
in the future.
Ass. I wanted more of the future. The zombie apocalypse has happened. You know, we're trying to survive. Yeah, that's the shit I wanted. And then we didn't get enough of that. I had to sit through all the teen girl stuff. And it was just like, oh, God, no. Please, God, no. Please.
But yet again, we...
In my misery.
We end on a cliffhanger, and now we're going to get no fucking resolution.
B-O-O-H-O-O.
Everyone suggests... I think shows should start taking... Unless you know your shit is renewed, start, like, taking a cue from the Orville.
You don't have to have it be a concrete finale ending, but have it set up where it's a satisfaction ending. Like, you could have the story continue, but if it stops where it is, you're satisfied with what they've given you, and you're not stuck on a cliffhanger, or, you know, you don't know the fate of one character, or something is set up and you're expecting something to happen and it's like credits.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Ah! Like, what was the first season of Warrior Nun? That bullshit.
Yeah.
Thankfully, that's coming back for another season, so I can figure out what happened from that dumbass cliffhanger.
But you know, like, look at the Orville. You know, like, we all want it to be renewed, but if it doesn't, we were given some closure at the end of this season.
And Seth MacFarlane has said it is currently 50-50, so cross your fingers, folks.
Yeah. Something that did get renewed after airing only one episode is... House of the Dragon, which
you know what, like, it was, it was Matt Smith's ass. Everyone saw Matt Smith's ass, and they were like, oh shit, those are his cheeks. We're renewing this. I want another season of Matt Smith's cheeks, man. Give it to me.
You know, it's felt like, so the first half of the episode, I was like, okay, this is distracting me, that this is the Doctor. And then I was like, why do the wigs not look as good as Daenerys's? Because it's like focusing on, I can see the wig line.
Like I saw the, was it the chick who's been anointed as the new
Rhaenyra.
Rhaenyra. I'm like, okay, she looks like Daenerys, you know, just a little. She's like Daenerys light. I get it.
That's the whole family.
I know. It's a family relation. They're supposed to look alike. I get it. But I'm like, they just made her look just like Daenerys Jr., you know? And I'm like, you could have made her look a little different, you know? Just, you know? And it's the thing with me is.
Well, we're already going to see a different actress playing her in an episode or two anyway.
Yeah.
Because I think they're going to have them age up.
The first episodes are probably was a lot of world building and a lot of. Backstory.
Although I'd say for a pilot, it definitely benefited from already having, you know, us already having seen Game of Thrones, so we didn't have to have a ton.
There wasn't a lot of extra exposition. You didn't have to like explain a lot of things and a lot of terminology and this and that. You just had to learn a bunch of new characters' names because everybody is new, and you know it's 172 years before the events of the original show. So
but we get like 10 or 11 dragons, and that is awesome.
I know, and they didn't make us wait. They didn't make us wait for dragon. They were just like, we're gonna give you dragon right out the gate, kick ass. I'm like,
we're gonna give you more than one dragon right
I want to see dragons fight each other. I want to see dudes on dragons fighting other people. Yeah, just give it to me. I want to see all that shit.
You know, it's funny, there was an article that came out and Matt Smith was saying, you know, he found that like he just didn't understand why there were so many sex scenes needed, and you know, he found them kind of extraneous and unnecessary. And it's like, have you not watched Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Have you not read any of the books?
The show you signed up for? You know, that part, you know, when he first showed him, I was like, the doctor is naked. And, that's odd. A little weird, but okay.
Yeah, when he the first naked scene, both me and Cam were like, oh, shit, he worked out.
Yeah, I know, right? You got a little shredded there. He's a little like, what's going on? Tight cheeks. Yeah, but it was all right. I mean, I thought it was I'll keep watching it. It's been renewed already, so it's good shit.
Yeah, you know, I get when it's been renewed that you know, you can commit the time. Just like, yes. You know, we already know Lord of the Rings The Ring of, not the Ringer. What the fuck is the new Lord of the Rings called?
Rings of Power.
We already know that's been renewed. So we can commit, you know, we can get involved in the story.
That like, starts next week as well.
Yeah. The Wheel of Time got renewed. So we know it's worth it to keep watching. So, although it's going to be interesting having Amazon airing two fantasy shows. I'm not upset about it, but I hope.
You're like, I'm here for it.
I don't want one to be cold for the other, because two fantasy shows set in really rich worlds, that's got to be as expensive as hell.
Expensive. Yeah. Well, they freed up all that the Expanse money, so maybe they got cash to throw around again. And it is Amazon, you know. Jeff Bezos is probably just like, I just made $30 million in the last 10 minutes, so here.
Yeah, but also Jeff Bezos, Expanse was like his favorite TV show. Why did he not let them finish the story?
Well, you know, the reason is with that is I'm sure he would love to, and probably you're going to, but I think it would be in movie form, because if you're going to base it on the last three books of the series, there's like a 30-year time jump. And I think you would have to either recast the older actors or have some really awesome age makeup. And you would have to have like movies to complete that story. So I would love to see that.
But you said so yourself. The last season, they just rushed through some stuff.
They did. In the last season, I was really pissed because dumbass, whatever his name is, and all those sexual assault allegations and just bullshit that he.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like Bezos, if this was your favorite show, why did you not give them another season?
Yeah, why didn't you give them more time? Why didn't you recast the pilot, whose name I can't recall right now, because stupid, you know, whatever. I had issues with the last season, but I mean, they did what they could do. They wanted to add all the extra stuff with Laconia that they just, I don't think they gave it enough time to settle that up. But hopefully, crossing fingers, we'll see more of it down the line. But
just, you know, don't cancel either of my fantasy shows, Amazon.
You'll be all right.
Give me some closure. Yeah, I know Lord of Rings will be all right. I just don't know about Wheel of Time. and I loved The Wheel of Time. So
yeah, it got really good by the end of the season. I was like, I'm on board.
But I want to know, you know, Netflix has still not renewed Sandman, and we know they're gonna piss off a bunch of people if they don't.
Like, I think Sandman's been one of their like hits lately. One of their only hits, and I think
But you know, Neil Gaiman has said like it's not guaranteed that it'll get renewed, but that when they signed the deal, they signed it in a way that if Netflix doesn't renew it, they are allowed to shop it.
Well, I'm sure though someone else will pick it up, lickety split, because it was excellent.
But it's just weird. Although we did finally get it announced this week that Umbrella Academy has been renewed for their fifth and final season. So
it was their fourth and final, or fifth.
I think it's fifth.
Is it? I think it was fourth.
Whatever it is, it's a final season. Yeah. And it's whichever number it is, it starts with an F.
S final, last, no more after.
So we'll get to get our alien storyline and get some sort of closure.
Nice. So I guess we throw this in there. What are your thoughts so far? I've been watching She-Hulk.
Yeah. And I'm caught up for once.
I'm surprised. I thought you were gonna say I've only watched like 5 minutes of episode one.
No, I think it's exactly what I would want out of a She-Hulk show. Like, it is the perfect sitcom aimed at me. It is aimed at me.
I think it's the perfect level of humor. As expected, Tatiana Maslany is absolutely brilliant. As Jennifer Walters, she's got the right level of humor. Her and Mark Ruffalo's chemistry is fantastic. They work great together.
I love that the guy from Perfect Strangers is her dad.
Oh, yeah. That was great. A friend of mine pointed that out. I didn't even notice it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, I'm the weird person who, as soon as somebody walks on screen, I'm like, oh, it's that person.
There was I love, like, in one of the newspapers someone was reading, there were a few Easter eggs. Like, they mentioned the Celestial.
Yeah.
It was kind of sticking out of the ground in Ocean.
Which is funny, because it's like, oh, Marvel took notice of the internet graving about us all being this is just hanging out there.
This large, mile high, whatever, and sticking out of the ground. And then, of course, there was even like an Easter egg about a man with metal claws getting in a bar fight. And people are like, oh, shit, it's Wolverine. Oh, shit. So nerds got, nerd boners over that. And I just think the fourth wall breaking is great. And the CGI is still a little, but I'm.
Yeah, I can deal with it because it's a TV show and not the movie. If we were watching a movie.
I'd be like, you guys, you're spent $200 million on this.
Yeah.
But a half hour TV show, it's okay.
Like, it's still better quality CGI than anything we watch on the Sci-Fi Channel.
You betcha. You betcha. I would hope it is. But yeah, and I had some questions about, like the Hulk, he was on that Sakaaran courier ship going somewhere. Where's he going? Are they setting up World War Hulk? Is he going to go back to his car? Is he going to find out, he's got a son out there? For those of you who aren't familiar, there was the Planet Hulk storyline was kind of condensed and squeezed into Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
And the story that came after was World War Hulk. Basically, the Illuminati sent Hulk to Sakaar, or they were going to send him to an uninhabited planet because he was too dangerous to be on Earth. So they tricked him, sent him into space. He crash lands on Sakaar. Gets in prison, becomes a champion. He rebels, him and Meek and Korg and all, those are his buddies, not Thor's. They rise up and he meets this girl called Kyera the Old Strong. They end up having a relationship. She's as strong as he is. They fall in love. She gets pregnant. Everything's great. He's ruling the planet. Everyone's loving him. And then the ship explodes and like kills her and his friends. And of course he's pissed. So he finds a way back to Earth and he comes back angrier than he's ever been in his life. And he ends up becoming Worldbreaker Hulk. Basically, like, he could stomp on the ground and cause an earthquake and destroy the entire Eastern Seaboard. Like, he kicks everyone's ass, like Black Bolt, Iron Man, Thor, everybody. He just tears everyone a new asshole. And fans have been clamoring for that kind of storyline for the Hulk, his own standalone movie forever, because the one major complaint for the MCU, or one of, is that Hulk has not been given a fair shake in the MCU. Like, he's kind of been nerfed and he just hasn't been given.
Yeah, I don't know if we'd be going that route when they're like going out of their way to establish that he's, you know.
He's smart Hulk for now.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean he's going to stay smart Hulk. But yeah, I know. I doubt they're going to adapt it. Like, if they do, he goes back and maybe he does have a son, but it's going to be a little different. It's going to be a thing. Who knows? I mean, he might even be going to Sakaar. I'm just curious about
what's happening. He could be going to hook up with Nick. Who knows?
He could be. He could be going to
or Carol.
Captain Marvel. Yeah. Good. You know, either way, they said, you know, Kevin Feige said that they're separating the phases. Like, there's going to be an Earthbound heroes like Spider-Man, Daredevil, and like She-Hulk, or they're going to be dealing with stuff.
Spider-Man,
like,
who's that?
It's that some guy who shoots webs out of his ass, I think. I hope not, but he's webbing or something. Some guy. And then there's
remember the memory of him got wiped.
The memory of Peter Parker got wiped, not Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, and then there's going to be like the cosmic level, you know, or it's Captain the Marvels, and you know, they're dealing with stuff in space, and you know, Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff. And then there's going to be like the you know, I know there's one other, but I forget, but they're just kind of separating them out. So,
well, speaking of, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to switch to the other company.
The other one that doesn't know what they're doing? DC?
Yeah.
Distinguished competition?
Are they, though?
They are not. They only distinguish themselves because they keep fucking up.
Yeah. So we also found out this week that Shazam, Furry.
That'd be a wholly different movie.
Furry of the Gods.
I'd still watch that, though.
Yeah.
Furry of the Gods.
Fury of the Gods.
Bunch of furries running around.
It has been moved from its original December 22 release date to now March 17th of 23, which was originally scheduled for Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. But now Aquaman has been pushed back to December 25th of 23, they say, so that James Wan has more time to finish its visual effects. Or, you know, remove somebody from the movie. Who knows?
Probably a little bit of both.
Yeah.
If not remove her completely, pair Amber Heard's role down considerably.
Well, they already did.
Yeah.
Well, so, I don't know. It just, it's weird that they're both being pushed back, you know? It makes you wonder.
Just how
not so much about DC not so much is. About not so much about Aquaman. It makes you wonder about Shazam.
Maybe the DC is not as confident in it as they would like to be.
Yeah. Also, they are apparently. I didn't even know this was happening, but I'm like, what? They are remaking House Party. And
why?
I know.
I say why.
Like,
it's not necessary.
Who's going to replace Kid and Play? I mean, come on.
Yeah. What? No.
And it was originally supposed to be released on Max, but they are now going to release it in theaters on December 9th.
Sounds and like a direct-to-video release.
They are, well, like I said, it was originally planned for HBO Max. Also originally planned for streaming and being pushed to release in theaters. The Evil Dead sequel, Evil Dead Rise, will be going to theaters on April 21st of 23. And they have announced that they're going to open The Nun 2 in September of 23. And another update of Stephen King's Salem's Lot has been taken off of the schedule for April 23 for a to-be-determined shuffled date.
House Party, moving it from HBO Max to movie theaters. Again, brown people get moved off of HBO Max. At least they didn't get canceled.
Yeah, well, it's how did we miss that announcement? That is a movie we both grew up on. Like,
I know. I mean, people did that dance forever, and
I tried to do the high top fade in junior high.
My high top fade was on point. That shit was tight. My edges were crisp. It's back when I had hair. I'll probably share the picture when I find it on our Facebook page. But yeah, I was.
But also, like, it seems like most movie theaters have, or most movie companies, you know, have stopped releasing comedies in the theaters because comedies just, you know, don't do as well as something with the, special effects and stuff like that.
I can't remember the last like blockbuster hit comedy I saw in the movie theater.
Well, like the only one that comes to mind for me is Free Guy, but that was science special effects heavy.
More like action heavy special effects.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was just Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds. And a lot of the humor in it was just kind of gamer related humor. So like if you weren't a big time gamer, a lot of it you'd miss.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know, maybe.
I mean, it's like there's a reason we don't see romantic comedies in the theaters anymore. Or like we don't see movies like the Hangover series in the theaters anymore.
You don't see shit like Tropic Thunder. Oh my God. That movie was just a classic.
So
if you guys
are gonna cry
over lack of Jason Momoa and you need a Momoa fix, you can catch him on the third and final season of C on Apple TV, which just premiered yesterday, Friday.
Yep.
Just throwing that out there.
I still haven't finished season one.
It's a show. It takes a minute to get.
Wait, no, it's not that. The first episode. I think I kept going back to it and it took a while to get through it. And then, you know, we found a groove. So it's not that
because the show, you know, it's obviously the majority of the cast and crew, like, you know, the cast are blind. They're legit actual.
Wait, the crew are blind too?
No, that would be really weird.
I know, but you said the cast and crew.
I know. My mistake. No, the majority of the cast are like, actually blind, they're vision impaired. So, but like the way they shoot it and a lot of it set up the sets, like there's no lighting because people are blind, they don't need lights, they can't see them anyway. So I'm watching it and a lot of the shots are like dark and, you know, outdoors, and you're just like, I know why they shot it this way, but you know, for the audience watching at home, you could maybe brighten things up a little bit so I can see what's going on. That's my only really issue with the show, but it's otherwise a great show, and I hope they wrap it up to my satisfaction because, you know, only 10 episodes and it's third season.
Well, you'll have to let us know.
I will. And then
I'm sure we'll hear about it if you hate it.
You will. I'm a geek father. You know you will. You hear from me. And then what? For All Mankind, I think I renewed for another season.
Yeah, I know it got renewed. I don't remember if they said it was his final one or not. But it will be interesting to see.
I hope not, because they said they want to get up to like the present day. And I'm like, I want to see if they
I was about to say, it seems like the next season would be almost a present day, because what, we're in 96?
We're in 96 at the end of this season, and to start next season, they'll probably be in the early 2000s.
Well, yeah,
there was a post-credit scene in the last episode where it's in 2003 and you find out the fate of a character who you thought was dead, but it's not. And so I'm just like, oh shit, okay. And it's nice seeing where the space program would be if we hadn't just said, fuck it, we're going to stop going to the moon and just quit dicking around in space. You know, we would be at Mars and we would be going to the outer planets.
I want to see him get to the future. The present day.
Me too. You know? I'm like, I want to see him get out the fucking Saturn and Jupiter and shit. I want to see it, you know?
I want to see Alien Contact. Show me that show. I want to say Alien Contact.
Right? Get that show going for 10 seasons. Fuck it. I want to see you know, what's his name? The big tall dude that played RoboCop? Forget his name. I want to see him in like 100-year-old man.
Carl Urban?
No, the guy who played RoboCop, not Dredd.
Who's the guy who played? What do you mean? Who's
the newer? It was in the new shitty RoboCop movie.
I know, but the only actor I really know in the series is what's his butt from Altered Carbon.
He wasn't in the new RoboCop.
No, I'm saying that's the only actor I recognize in For All Mankind. Who are you talking about?
Carl Urban isn't in that either.
I said the dude who was in Altered Carbon.
Yeah, but you said Carl Urban. I'm like,
what? I know. I said that first, and then
Walter
I said
Carbon. Yeah, that's who I meant. That's who I can't remember his name.
He's the new RoboCop.
He was.
I don't know how the fuck I didn't make that it's connection
because that movie was really terrible.
I know, but I loved him so much.
And tried to block it out.
And after Altered Carbon, we started like any new show or movie that came out with him in it, we started watching it.
He's a great actor whose name I can't remember because I'm getting
Joel Kinnaman.
That's the guy. A little bit for the save, Google for the win. Yeah, he's turned out to be a great actor. He got his start in that what was that? That detective show that was from like Sweden or some shit. It was on Netflix years ago. He's got his start on that, and he's just kind of been had a meteoric rise since.
Yeah, all I know is like was mad enough when they took him off of Altered Carbon. Like, oh, I get it for story that.
I was just like, come on.
I bet you.
He had a good thing going there. Like,
yeah, especially.
And they lost the momentum when they switched to a, nothing against Anthony Mackie.
No, I get it. He's for great. Storytelling purposes.
I get it.
I also get it, you know.
Attached was, to Joel Kinnaman. And,
but he was also on his rise about, you know, being the new Captain America and stuff. They probably thought they were going to bring over people. I would have been. What is it? Hitachi? Is it no Tanaka? Oh, who was the original version of him?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, who's also in we saw him in Samurai World in Westworld.
Yeah,
like I love him as an actor, and like put him back in that stack, you know, or sleeve, whatever.
Yeah, for real.
But.
In Netflix, you know, to cancel you love.
But yeah, love so don't cancel For All Mankind. I know that his character is getting older at this point. There's not really.
Yeah, he's like, his character's supposed to be in his, like, almost in his 70s, and he's, like, in space. Like, eventually he's going to retire, or they'll kill him off, because that's what I like about the show. It's not afraid to, like, off people. Like,
yes.
People you have, like, characters you like.
They have an offed our favorite, so.
Who's your favorite?
Joel.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay. I didn't know. I was like, he's my favorite. I didn't want to assume he's yours.
It has nothing to do with his character.
No, I did. He's just, I did really like Molly. Molly was the shit. I think they did her wrong in the season. Whatever. And I swear I'm gonna beat up both of Gordo's kids. They're both absolute idiot fuck-ups.
They have done such a good job.
One of them went to space and was like,
unlikable.
I'm macking on Joel Kinnaman's character's ex-wife, who I'm really in love with because we banged it out one time. I'm pining over her. And I'm just
it was more than one time.
Okay, it was a few times. And it was, you know.
They had a full-on affair.
Yeah, they had an affair. Things were bad. She made a mistake and he was like young and stupid. And she was older and should have known better. And yeah, so he's in space and he's like, I'm sad. I'm going to go ahead and get hooked on, you know, pain pills.
Oxycontin mixed with something else.
Yeah, and get knocked out of my mind when I should be focused like astronauts should be. And people died. And shrug.
I saw that. We were like, would they really send Oxy up to space with the astronauts?
Right, like, I think the hardest thing you'd give him, like, we get is aspirin, you know.
I know, I'm sure they would give him something harder. I just don't think they would give him something that is so easy to form a habit to.
Yeah, let's go easy on the controlled substances, guys. And habit forming probably bad for astronauts, I would think.
Or, you know, maybe have the doctor be the one who controls the access to all you would
think.
Pills.
You would think, but you know, they're in a space hotel. What are you gonna do?
Jobs, people's jobs, do their jobs.
Yeah, I know. And then the son on the ground is like, I hate everything. My mom and dad died saving like other people. And man, I'm sad. So I'm just going to go ahead and fuck it up and get involved with these terrorists. And oops, bomb, everyone dies. Oh, well.
Well, as usual, folks, a layer of disappointment is an appropriate way to end this week's episode.
Gordo should be turned over in his space grave.
Yeah. As always, we appreciate you tuning in. And next episode will be the Dragon Con recap. Maybe there'll be some breaking news. Who knows?
And if you also happen to get any clips of you interviewing people, we can edit those into the show, you know?
Yeah, if I record them, I might. I haven't decided how I'm going to handle the interviews yet. But if you hop over to our parent network's website, ESO Network, me, along with all the other members who are part of the media team this year, will be, a lot of us are going to be doing daily reports from cons. So we'll have daily blog posts up over on the ESO Network. You can search for the Dragon Con hashtag over there. So it'll pop up. And all of us come from different shows and we'll be covering the con from different angles. Like I'm going to be covering, you know, the nightlife, parties, and musical performances. So be sure to check that out over at ESOnetwork.com.
And nice.
Until next time, folks, y'all take care out there.
And as always, don't forget your pillow.
The Blurred Nerds podcast is sponsored by Sweatpants and Coffee, home of the Real Anxiety Blob. Find them on the web at www.sweatpantsandcoffee.com.
You've been listening to the Blurred Nerds podcast, a member of the ESO Network. Join in on the nerd fun by following the Blurred Nerds on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also check out our sister channel, GVTV, on YouTube at Geek Ventures Television. Have comments or show ideas? Want to hear more? Subscribe today, join us on our social media channels, or send us an email to theblurrednerds@gmail.com.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping at the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.